you people of Nigeria, change from your ways and come back to your God. Our God loves Nigeria so much. He has given us everything, but our sin is much. Let's come back to our God. Oh, you people of Nigeria, for I know the Lord is merciful. All we need is to cry to God. Let's come together as one. Our religion, love and live as one. Let's love one another. Oh, you people of Nigeria, let's come back to our God. All tribes should love and live as one. Oh, you people of Nigeria, change from your ways and come back to your God. Our God needs us to come back to Him. That is what God wants from us. Let's remember the time of Jonah. He was sent to a place called Nineveh. They change and everything come back to normal. They put on sackcloth and God hear their cry. A plane is about to crash. If the plane crash, many people will die. Let's save Nigeria from crashing. Oh, you people of Nigeria, change from your ways and come back to your God.
Let's look at the book of 2 Chronicles 7, verse 13, 14. God said, whenever I hold back the rain or send locusts to eat up the crops or send an epidemic on my people. 14. If they pray to me and repent and turn away from their evil they have been doing, then I will hear them in heaven, forgive their sins, and make their land prosperous again. Imagine politicians sacrificing human for just seat of 8 years on seat, and many souls returns to God every day. Yet they perform nothing, inflict pains on people. Poor man will walk, yet they refuse to pay them their entitlement. Pastors should come together, please, as one, and be God's representative to our leaders. Nigerians, let's come together as one. Yoruba, Igbo, Hausa, God's anger is on Nigeria. Let's come together and pray with one mind. Let's live in peace and with unity. God bless Nigeria, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, you people of Nigeria, change from your ways and come back to your God. Oh, you people of Nigeria, change from your ways and come back